we're back. Thank you for joining the night train.
People can't hear you.
Wait, why people can't hear me?
Because anyway, I'm looking at your waveforms.
Man, shut up. Once again, welcome back to another episode of Black Law and Legalize.
Legalize.
This is your host of one of them. You a hoe.
Oh, I am.
I know. You rocking whatever. Whatever.
And I'm rocking, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, the podcast. Shut up. Podcast brothers. merch. Shout out to Flaw and Fresco.
All right now. All right. So welcome back to another episode of Black Law and Legal Lies, where we focus on telling the truth about the black diaspora. And no, we focus on things that are very much in sync with the black and brown and communities of color that have to do with legal things.
Social.
I am one of your hosts.
Social
Jess
as well as legal.
Nah, I guess so. That social that has to do with legal, have a legal bent. Yep. I am one of your hosts, Justin, and you can follow me on Twitter at ITellLegalLies. You can follow the show across all media platforms at Black Law Podcast. And you can follow my good friend, Afro Becky. At
nowhere.
Right, because if you follow Becky, she will slap a restraining order against you for stalking.
Mm-hmm. Check out our stalking restraining order episode. Ladies and gentlemen, good day to you.
Really?
That's that old school shit. Niggas used to be like, good day, ma'am.
Really?
My name is Dan, a.k.a. Dan on Drugs. You can keep up with me on Twitter and IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. And the show across all social media platforms.
I believe I said that.
I wasn't paying attention.
I know, because that's
Black
the
Law
drugs
podcast.
Talking.
No, I actually just took the drug, so they ain't kicked in
yet. Nah.
Oh, I had a sip of the CBD water.
Oh,
you think that's it?
That's definitely it.
Mixed with my anxiety drug.
Yeah. I think that
means. I'm on one, y'all. I'm lit. Okay, so really? Actually, we just going to come out the gate with this. Just pick up. We were talking off mic, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason I bring this up is, have you seen the Kevin Hart documentary?
No.
Okay. A while ago, Netflix put out a Kevin Hart documentary. And not to give it away, I'm sure by now everyone's seen it. Or
everyone but Anne, apparently.
Well, the only reason you saw it is because of him.
So they were having...
Like, it ain't okay. Like you would have sought it out yourself.
I still saw it.
So what?
They had... I don't get what the whole thing was for. It's like... The one thing I feel sorry for global celebrities now. After watching some of what he went through and what he goes through on a daily basis, it's literally like people have a skewed vision of someone at the level of a Dwayne The Rock Johnson, as a Kevin Hart, a Michael Jackson. Like
they
the amount of work.
They think that they're living a charmed
life. Right, just sitting back.
And, in some way, shape, or form, they are living a charmed life. They get to do what they were born to do, i.e. comedy or acting or what have you. You know, you're doing what you love to do, but what price celebrity? What price fame?
Man, this dude, and the cameras followed him, right? Dude did not shower for 2 days. And I'm like, damn. And it's literally because he did not have the time to take a shit and a shower. It's go, 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 go. But
you
anyway.
Know what? But let me pause that. You're doing that because you want to, not because you have to.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to be a stand-up comedian, an actor, and involved in whatever else. That's a choice.
Yeah, but what he has is he has a goal, and he's working towards that goal, and this is all... But you should check
that.
It out. Yeah, you should check it out. So... Him and one of his best friends got into a fight, and it was real ugly on camera about the same thing that we're about to discuss. So
how much is enough?
No. Well, Kevin Hart's question to his boy was, if all of this stopped today and you couldn't make any more money, everything stopped, could you survive? And his boy was like, nigga, I've been making money before you. His boy's a personal trainer. So he's like, I've been making money before you. Kevin Hart, ain't going to make or break me. I'm going to still be okay. So he's like, no, dumbass, you ain't listening to me. I said it all stops. Like, it stops.
Like, you make normal money for the rest of right. your life.
So, but the dude wasn't getting it, and they were drinking. So they were going back and forth, and it got into a physical altercation. And I'm like, bro, man, he fighting his personal trainer. That ain't a good look, Kev. I don't think you're going to win that one.
2 inches tall, and this dude is probably 6'5".
Dude, a big boy. 300.
Like, boop, boop. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, Kev, he's a stand-up dude because he issued an apology via group text to everyone that was there the next day. It's like, look, you know, my behavior was unacceptable. I take full blame for it, yada, yada, yada. And as the head of this company, I need to lead by example. I set a bad example, whatever, whatever. So I need to do better. But that brings me back to what we were talking about prior to hitting record is
how much is enough?
How much money is enough for you to say, I don't need any more money?
Okay, so there's like this formula that my certified...
Your sponsor?
Not my sponsor, dude.
Oh, okay.
Your therapist?
Know? No, I'm not in therapy.
You need to be.
No, I don't.
I
was stepping that back. Honestly, I probably do. I have some
unresolved issues.
Seated issues.
Mm-hmm. Familiar.
Have revolve around people in my life, but you know, I'm handling it. I'm not medicated and medication is good, bro. I'm not medicated. I haven't gone to therapy. Jesus is my therapy.
Let me tell you. You starting to sound like the old black folks. The black folks of old.
Jesus is my therapist.
Yeah. Nah, bro.
Jesus is my captain.
It don't work like that.
Which he can steer you to therapy.
Right.
Anyway, so my certified financial planner.
Jayden Hollywood.
Has a formula that actually tells you how much you need based on the lifestyle that you want to maintain when you retire. So according to the my calculation as to when I want, it's based on when you want to retire. And as I said, the lifestyle that you want to maintain, according to that formula, in order for me to maintain the lifestyle that I currently have, I would need somewhere around $2.75 million. Okay. At retirement.
So that's at retirement. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Are you saying that after 2.75 million? So are you saying that you want to live like this, maintain this lifestyle the rest of your life? You don't want to expand it. You don't want to grow it and reach out and branch out to different things.
Okay. So the lifestyle that I maintain is one of
therapy,
travel when I want to, where I want. And,
first class
light entertainment, i.e. you know, going out to dinner once or twice a week, maybe you know, other entertainments, i.e. plays. So I mean, in order to do that, so at retirement, if I want to go on a yearly trip, which is something I do, and it's not like cruising, I'm talking major trips, I do that every year.
Where you live in your house pay for?
Yep.
Okay.
So
at 2.75 in the bank
ish,
you're good and you're okay. You're content with that.
I'm able to still go on my yearly trips. I'm able to go out to eat when I want.
Yeah, like with $2 million, most people can go out to eat. So let me ask you this.
And you know, have a little clothing allowance and whatever.
You have the opportunity. Mm-hmm. To make another 2.75 doing what you currently do, whatever it is, whatever you've made that first 2.5 doing, you have the opportunity to make another 2.75 doing the same thing in half the time. Are you saying?
Yeah, you go for it.
Okay. But what you're saying, what you were saying off camera is you don't need that money. You don't need that money.
So this is what I said. And it was in reference to paying it forward. So if I have the opportunity
to give that
to pay
other,
it forward,
uh-huh,
and allow someone else to retire comfortably, go and get your break. Because the reason why, you know, I said that Jesus is my captain and he's also my medicine and X, Y, and Z. I live my life by a set of rules. They may be chopped and screwed to a lot of people.
I have a certain set of rules.
You know, and sometimes they seem chopped and screwed to me too, because a little bit of that, a little sprinkle of this, and never the twain shall meet, maybe. But one of the rules that I follow, biblically speaking, the word tells us that we are blessed to be a blessing. So when God gives us something, it's for us to grow that something. And the way that you grow that something is by paying it forward. So, you know, you learn certain things, and in your life, you definitely do it. You may not say you are of the I don't do nothing, but you have skills and you use it. You use those skills to benefit others.
I would disagree.
Nah,
I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm not a charitable person.
You are.
I'm not.
You try to pretend that you're not, but you are.
It's yes, cheap, at Becky. Speak up.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying you give away money, but you have skills that you use to benefit others, and you don't accept payment. That equals you give away money.
Because
guess
charity.
What? Yes, it
I
is.
I know my time,
time
is money. But
is money.
That's not charity.
That is
for
charity.
Me, I do things for people who I like at no charge.
Okay.
If I dislike you, you could be homeless and down to your last dime, and me and you have had an interaction before, and you need a dollar, and I got a dollar. Bitch, I ain't giving you that
but
dollar.
Still,
starve, motherfucker.
But still, you are being charitable to people that you know.
It's not charity.
It is.
I call
you
that.
May not call it that, but that's what it is. You are being charitable.
It's not to
look
me,
up the definition.
Because I know that these same people, not that I do it for this reason, but these same people, if I ever need their set of skills, I can reach out to them and say, look, I wouldn't say, yo, because I fixed your computer, yo, you owe me one. But I would have no reservation saying, look, I need a little help. I know you're familiar with X, Y, and Z. Would you be able to help me out?
But then again, you would do the same thing for somebody that you've never helped. You would do that same thing. If you know somebody that you know has a set of skill and you've never helped them out, you would reach out to them and say, hey, I know you have a specific set of skills.
Right.
Could you help me?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily is not no. Okay, so moving on.
How much is enough? Okay, so, I'm gonna
wait, I'm not finished.
Motherfucker, you said 275.
No,
2.75.
No, but then you asked me another question and I'm not finished. As I said, I believe in
14 minutes.
I believe in paying it forward. So because I live my life by that dictate, I would say if I had the opportunity to pay it forward, I have what I need and I have the opportunity to pay it for it, I'm going to do that.
So, okay. Me, I always think that as much like you have your set of rules that you live by,
yes,
I have a set of,
you know,
mantras that I live by.
Lord, it ain't no mantra.
You,
okay.
I would rather have too much than
not enough.
And that's everything. You, just for example, right now on my pool deck, there's about 60 pieces of wood that I bought for a fence because I was replacing the fence. I bought way more wood than I needed, but I would rather have it right there at my disposal than to get halfway and then say, fuck, I need more wood.
And I need to go back.
So
all right.
I need... Well, I would rather have more than I need. So, me, could I survive right now off of what's in my bank account for the rest of my life? Yes. And I'm trust me, I don't have seven figures in my bank account.
Wait. And that's because Daniel tries to not spend any money.
Period. Exactly. I am frugal as fuck. So, could I live the rest of my life off of my savings? If we go with this whole Jesus in the ship and driving a car, Bruh, I might be able to do it. I might be able to do it.
Don't do that.
I might be able to do it.
I don't know, son.
Because
ain't no way.
Man.
Ain't no way.
You saw them interest rates.
Man, look, all I know is
they lowered the interest rates too.
It from 2% to what?
They went from 2.2 to 1.6.
I knew they couldn't keep doing it.
Man, I was loving it. But anyway, I would say for me, about between 6 and 7 million, I would say that's enough. I'm good with that. Now, as far as paying it forward and you telling me, okay, I can make another 6 or 7, or I can pay it forward and set up to where somebody else can make that 6 to 7 who doesn't have it. Nigga, get yours a long way, son, because I'm going to get that other 6 to 7 mil. Cause I might need to buy another kidney in the future or some shit.
You know what?
So I don't believe in that's the type of charity. Now, will I hire somebody if I had like $6-7 million? Hire somebody to do the things that I don't want to do and maybe pay them a little more than the market rate.
But
maybe
see, the thing is, if somebody gives you an opportunity to make this 6 or 7 that you would not have otherwise,
I made it on my own though.
Nah, you didn't. You made it on the shoulders of someone else.
I made it using this.
You didn't start from scratch.
I am the prime example of starting from scratch.
But when you're talking about in the situation that we're talking about, and you're talking about making this 6 or 7 million, you didn't start from scratch.
No, I'm talking in general. No matter how I get the money, no matter how I get, I am the prime example of starting from scratch.
You didn't start from scratch.
Fuck if I didn't.
You did not start.
Once again,
in the situation that we're talking about.
We're not talking about a specific
I am talking
city.
About
you are,
a specific.
I'm not.
I am.
You are. I am not.
Does anybody want me to give my opinion?
Becky, stay in your lane.
I am a part of this conversation, and I believe
we're
my
talking about
scenario,
two different
in,
things.
Exactly. But in my scenario, I'm talking about a specific situation.
Okay.
And in that situation, you didn't start from scratch.
With that being said, I am talking in general. If I make $6 million,
mm-hmm.
regardless, I started from scratch.
The only way that you're making $6 million is in this particular situation, and you didn't start from scratch.
Bruh. Let me tell you something. I want to explain something, and I hate to toot my own horn. I really do.
No, I really do.
It pains me to do so.
No, it really doesn't.
Do you know
the
level of talent I possess in many fields? Do you know?
Do you know the level of suck my dick that you can have? Do you know?
I'm being serious though. I'm being serious. Do you know the level of talent that I have in many fields?
Watch this. Okay, so stop. Take yourself, the situation that I'm speaking of, take yourself out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make $6 million?
I believe I can.
Not. Why have you not made it up to this point then?
It takes patience. It's not something that somebody that comes from nothing is going to acquire over the brief time that I've been here.
You've only been here a brief time?
Yeah, essentially.
You're pushing because 40, son.
Not yet, but.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Basically. From the ages of 1 to 17, that doesn't count.
Why?
So we're moving that side. I was a child.
Wait, why?
I was a child then.
Wait, so, 1 to 17 doesn't count?
Yeah. Because okay. I was a child. I'm not trying to build a fortune at fucking 14 years old.
Hmm.
I'm not thinking about making millions at 14 years old.
Is that right?
That's correct. However, what I was doing was during those years, I was perfecting my crafts.
Okay, so once again,
here we go. Let me finish because I get derailed very easily.
Yeah, we've established that.
Yes, I know, and you do it on purpose.
Uh-huh.
So what we're going to do is say I possess the same level of talent that other people with $6.5 million possess. I have two things that do kind of go against me. One is
you black.
Not even that. Application. I have a hard time applying myself to my full potential. And that falls back on the mental health side of things. Because I can look at probably 20 or 30 people out here making big money, doing what I want to do, what I'm capable of doing, And I'm not talking about being some star or being some in front of the camera dude behind the scenes. I possess it, but I don't possess. There's a few tools that I still need to sharpen, such as my networking skills, such as being able to commit and apply myself to certain things. So, yes, I think without that situation that you're talking about, it's possible. I'm not saying it'll happen, but I'm saying it's possible.
Anything's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Anything is
possible. Do you believe in the power of words? Do you believe in the power of words?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Becky.
So I speak.
Oh, now you want me to talk?
So I am.
Yeah.
Now I'm allowed to speak?
No, we had to come to an understanding real quick because sometimes we're on two different pages and
all times.
And so all the all listeners time. Had to listen to you work through that stuff.
Yes. She needs therapy.
No, I don't need therapy, but I believe that this show provides therapy for you.
Not this one.
Yes, this
no,
one.
No, a few screws loose the podcast. Check it out on Apple,
no,
Spotify,
one.
Google Podcasts, everywhere.
No, absolutely.
So
this
my take is there's never enough.
Mm. And you greedy.
Never too much. Never too much.
I'm not greedy.
You're greedy.
You don't know what the future holds.
You're greedy. That's
so
greedy.
I think having
surplus.
Using money as a resource. The more you have, the better off you're going to be.
Money is a tool.
Hopefully.
That's
money,
all it is.
Money is a tool. Absolutely
and
right.
Money is also a pass. It'll get you into places that otherwise you wouldn't be able to get into.
Of course. Absolutely. But that is a tool because what is a pass? It's a tool.
So having more tools available to you, you know, the more tools you
but
have,
like
the
I
better
said,
off you
don't,
are.
Don't become Ebenezer.
No, I'm not.
Because that's what
I'm
that's
not,
what screws. That's
I'm
what
not
screws,
being
that,
greedy.
That's what that, you said. There's never enough. That's greed.
It
is gluttony.
I don't think so.
Yeah, yes,
because
it
you,
is. Because there
it,
is.
It all depends some, too on how you
your
store
lifestyle
it.
Exactly
yeah, and how you
and,
use it.
And so if you've made, let's take Dan's number 6.5. You can flip 6.5 and you can grow 6.5.
You can live off the interest, basically.
You know, you can do that. So at the point that you're beyond that, it becomes gratuitous. Like I said, Jeff Bezos, that dude got stupid money that he really don't know what to do with.
That motherfucker, freaking, he lost half his money and still
and
the richest
still,
man.
Yes. Like, how? That tells you got too damn much. Bill Gates, nah. Don't get me wrong. Once again, if Bill Gates actually is the dude that he purports to be, Tom Steyer as well.
He is not.
You are these multi-billionaires and Warren Buffett, and you are literally giving 60% of your wealth to charities if you're actually doing
that's,
this.
That's bullshit. And let me tell you, they have these things called what is it? DAVs? Okay, so there's these. All right. It's like a firm. So Let's say me and you have a company, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have $2 billion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we donate to a foundation or a nonprofit, that is a huge tax write-off for us, correct?
Okay.
So they have these companies. They're almost like brokers. You give them large sums of money and you write that off as I gave Red Cross $750,000, I gave blue, well, whatever. I donated this amount of money. These companies do not donate the money. They hold the money because there is no law that specifies how long these companies can hold the money before giving it to some kind of a nonprofit organization or whoever you're donating to. So basically, they're just giving people money to hold and say, here, hold this. Yo, I just donated
$1 billion.
He
purportedly, him and Warren Buffett, purportedly, you know, they have these charitable foundations that they set up.
A lot of them are frauds.
And they run. And, oh, you're talking about like the Trump Foundation?
That anything.
What
with
about
Trump's
the Clinton
fraud.
Foundation?
Man, look,
fraud.
That was legit, man. Mm. Anyway, but what I'm talking about is the way that they've structured their wills. When they die, more than half their wealth is going to charity, supposedly,
mm-hmm.
purportedly. I don't know. I've not seen them.
Well, who's to say, with my opinion, I won't do that.
Do what?
When I die, set up
man,
a trust or
donate
my funds to charity.
You ain't trying to donate nothing because he ain't never enough. I need all this money.
Okay,
well,
ladies.
What am I gonna do with it when I'm dead?
Give it to whomever. Exactly. Pass it, pay it forward. That's what I'm saying. Ain't gonna be no charity. That's for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have the time and you're interested in what I was talking about these billionaires basically scamming the system with these donations in the foundation, look up. It's called Mega Donor Domination Over Philanthropy.
Man, all I know is
big difference.
Dan, you have all of these conspiracy theories.
No, this is legit shit.
Look it up if you don't believe it. Everything that you talk about supposedly is legit shit. But you are the one person that I know that will find the bad in everything that somebody says is good.
Because nobody's getting the money. Because
you will find it. It's like, man, I know. Like, the whole world is a scam. And you are determined to find it all.
Hey, look. Well, what's new is that the public is increasingly taking notice. You know this is true when comedians are picking it up. The latest episode of...
You know what? Every time your ass start reading some shit, we go sideways. Like, this thing goes from like 30 minutes to 45.
That's cool. The latest episode of comedian Hasan Minhaj's Netflix show Patriot Act, for example, is called Why Billionaires Won't Save Us. He points out that by one estimate, 30% of all charitable donations this year are expected to come from the top, not from the top 1%, but the top half of the top 1%. Mm-hmm. Even donor advised funds, that's what it is, make an appearance. Suffice it to say that...
Wait. Suffices to say.
Motherfucker, suffices.
Yeah, you stupid.
That he is
Hooked
not.
On Phonics did not work for you.
That he is not a fan, remarking that you can donate to a DAF, take the tax break, but not actually send the money to a charity for years, which might be why DAF donations have almost tripled since 2007. So look it up. DAF. Donations or mega donor domination. Mm-hmm. So that's real shit. But
6.5 hours later.
Do you believe words have power?
Do I believe? No. Not social media. Not on social media.
Words have power, period.
Not on social media.
Words
when I go to your page and you walking around saying you're a photographer, you got an iPhone 4 and you're taking pictures of some basic ass shit
that
are
great.
Washed out.
Wait,
colors are fucked
all
up.
All I want to know is who made you the photographic god?
Meanwhile, 2 hours later.
I'm kind of a photographer.
No, you something like a photographer, but you ain't no fucking professional.
I've been paid to
so,
take
and
pictures.
What? That doesn't make that you've been paid me, to strip too?
That
that'll make
that
you a
does
stripper?
Does not make me a professional?
It does
isn't
not.
That, isn't that the
no,
exact definition
exactly
of
not.
Professional?
Look up professional.
You look it up.
You look up professional.
I get paid to
look up professional.
I'm a professional. So anyway,
no, you're not
a nigga with an iPhone 4.
They could be. Let me tell you, you can take some good pictures with an iPhone 4.
Show me some.
I ain't got no iPhone 4.
Okay, well pull some up.
But just like I said, just because you say something don't make it real. Just because you believe
it does.
It does not. Just because you believe something. Does not make it so what they say makes it real in their minds.
Nah.
Let them people be great.
They're not great though. That's the problem.
They are great to themselves.
At best.
They are great
at
amongst
best,
their
they're
friends.
They're mediocre.
Let them be great.
At best.
People
they're
will
mediocre.
Look at your shit and think you are mediocre, but you think you're great.
Well, one, I never said I'm great.
You didn't
I
say
always,
it. You didn't
I
say it,
always,
but let me tell you.
Wait, listen. You can't talk and listen at the same time.
Even though
I am open
don't
to
think that you said you haven't said that you are great.
Listen.
You think that your stuff is good.
Thank you for telling me what I think. Now
you do.
Thank you for telling
me
what
absolutely
I think.
Do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So anyway, I am always open to constructive criticism and I'm always open to make myself
says
better.
You.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Says
so
me.
Anyway, so you said that.
Right.
We can choose whether or not we believe that.
You can.
Right. So
more
those
than,
people can choose to say that they are CEOs.
Something. Let me tell you something real quick too. Prior to starting Black Law and Legal Lies, right? We used to sit in the pool house, a couple of microphones, kicking. We ain't have all this shit, right? We ain't have all this studio video shit going on, right? I didn't know. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I didn't know shit about video. If you look at some of the videos we produce now, it's hard for me to find a podcast, an independent small podcast that can match our video quality. Now,
because you're the best of the best of the best.
What I'm saying is, I saw something. I was not good at it, but I took the time to improve and to take constructive criticism to get there. Yes, I did.
Right, and you did that.
Yes.
So you're allowed. People are out there allowing you to be great as you can be, but let these these people alone.
Never tell me I'm great.
Stop.
Never tell me I'm great.
Trust me, I will never tell you're great.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listeners.
Trust me. Never tell me I'm great,
because the moment you tell me that I am great, that is the moment where I become complacent. I don't want to be complacent.
Dude, stop it. You would never become complacent because you're crazy, and you're crazy doesn't allow you to be. So once again, let these people be great. Leave them alone.
Becky, are you back?
Leave them alone. Look, let me tell you.
See, Becky She didn't know. I know she got up and left and
Becky
came back.
Becky said she can't stand what happens when we start doing this.
Plus, these episodes are supposed to be short. So.
Yeah, this ain't even going to make it onto the episode because it's actually all over the place.
Many unbearable hours later.
My name is Dan. You can keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Follow the show across all social media platforms at Black Law Podcast.
Yeah, and I'm Just Dan, and you can follow me on Twitter at I Tell Legal Lies.
And this is Afro Becky signing off.